The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
For that, here on the Pat Kenny Show with me, Jonathan Healy, let's talk about this new initiative from the Union of Students Ireland and Conradh na Gaeilge. It's called Gníomhaí Gaeilge. It is a scheme set up to get more third-level students speaking Irish and promoting the language. Cliona Ní Gofaí is the Lasúchtarán na Gaeilge of the Union of Students in Ireland. Cliona, good morning.
Much away. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you here. What's the purpose of this exercise? Lots of people in third level can speak Irish. They've all tried to learn it at some point in school. It's the cora, it's the conversation that seems to be somewhat lacking.
Yeah, so what Gníomhaí Gaeilge is, it's a mentorship scheme run by USI and Conradh na Gaeilge in trying to encourage more students to use Irish outside of the classroom and also to promote Irish as well, whether that's in their students' unions, in their Cumann Gaeilge or Irish societies. So really what we're trying to do is trying to encourage more students to use their Irish after they've left school and also while they're in college in terms of organising events for other students to try and encourage them to learn Irish as well. So that's really what we're trying to do.
By the time they get to third level, though, has the boat sailed on fostering a love of the language? Because most people will have either been taught it in a way that they won't remember it, or will harbour a dislike for having been made learn it, when realistically it's something that they should just embrace and be part of.
Yeah, absolutely not. I don't think the boat has sailed on it at all. I think it's never too late to learn the language or to encourage people to I suppose use it outside of school, and that's one of the aims of this, I suppose, is to make sure that people realise and recognise that it's not just something that we do in school, that it is something that can be used and enjoyed, and that it's not just a hobby as well, that there are people that are looking to use Irish as their everyday language, whether that's in work or otherwise.
I have to say, it's hard to judge this as well because none of you get to see each other in third level. But when you eventually do get back onto campus, do you think that there can be a real effort now to do this? And how often do you expect to hear people, a kind of Gaeilge, along the corridor?
Yeah, well, I suppose a lot of our societies and students have been working online already this year and trying to create events. And in USI, we ran a whole event online, our seminar in Gaeilge, and actually found that more people really could attend because didn't have to physically be in a space. But absolutely, yeah, I think the Cumann Gaeilge this year and students' unions would be looking forward to be able to hold more online events. And that personal relationship with Irish as well. A lot of my own friends, I only ever speak Irish with because of the relationships we built up in college and getting to see each other every day. So hopefully, yeah, absolutely, when everything do get back onto campus, that'll be the case.
You're clearly very passionate, Cliona, and I have to respect that. It's something that I never had towards the language, even though I would claim to speak it and understand it to a certain degree. I don't have your level of understanding. But I have to put it to you that this is something that most, the majority of students in university won't want anything to do. And how can you convince them that it's something that they should do? And as I said, has the boat not sailed on this? Is it down to the way we teach it in schools? Is it down to the way even some teachers coming through now might have less of a love for the language than the generation before them? And that is now being imbued in the students.
Yeah, I take your point. But we also launched our report on the teaching of Irish there during Seachtain na Gaeilge. It was run with around 1,500 students on how Irish is taught. And 67% of the students that responded, when we talk about Irish being compulsory, 67% thought that Irish should be compulsory the whole way through. And the major issues were that 54% said that no emphasis was placed on Irish as a living language outside the classroom.
80% of people in the census considered themselves Catholics, but they don't go to mass. Sometimes surveys can misrepresent the true sentiment of the people who are replying.
Yeah, but I think that there is a genuine, I suppose, appetite there for students to want to be able to learn Irish and to engage with it as well. And obviously there are issues with how it's taught in schools, and that's obviously something that we recognise. But that isn't the be all and end all of the language. That it is something that a lot of people do use outside of school, okay, outside of college, and that they're working through Irish then as well. And I think that a lot of people maybe regret that they don't have as much Irish as they would like. And so what we're trying to do is, I suppose, trying to make sure that, you know, students have learned Irish for about 14 years in school,
okay,
trying to make sure that they don't lose that when they're in college, and say if they're not studying Irish or using it every day, and that they don't lose their grasp for the language.
Kerkalog and Irie live clean and Guffy. Last Uthron than Gaeilge Union of Students in Ireland. Garamina Magath August, maybe the kind of Rish gone out. Thank you very much for joining us. Fight.